dreams, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of weeks ago, a reporter, Cormac Battle, took to the streets to find out people's recurring dreams and if they should pay attention to what they were saying. Well, as a result, we got an avalanche of responses about the whole dream world, and many of you wanted to know what your dreams meant. So joining us now to enlighten us and analyse some of your dreams is holistic therapist and teacher, Miss Alison Byrne. Alison, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, first and foremost, let's deal with the basics. All of us, most of us have them. I'm going to say all of us have them, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But what are exactly our dreams?
There's lots of different purposes of dreams, and you're right in saying everybody has dreams, but not everybody remembers them.
So everyone has them?
Everyone
has. Every night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, several times a night.
And that's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
If you weren't dreaming, you would go insane. It's a way of helping you to manage the different things.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have somebody who's sleep deprived, maybe tortured, it's one way to send somebody insane. They're not able to use the dreams to kind of knit themselves back together. But there's a load of different reasons why we dream. One is straightforward, processing the day-to-day stuff. While you're awake, you're thinking about what has happened, but you haven't enough time every day to think in detail about all the things that are happening. So if there's anything that's a bit troublesome or that you have to think through, it's at night then that you have the time to do that. So that's the most common reason for dreaming. Another one is resolving problems that you have, whether you consciously want to remember them in a dream and find an answer or not. Quite often when your unconscious mind is working away at it, even if it's something that you just put on the back burner a week ago, you'll get the answer in a dream. And that's very common, to wake up saying, oh yeah, I know what I'm going to do about that. Another thing is, quite often, if there's something that you don't know that you're good at, there's a kind of an underlying or a sleeping talent that you have, you dream about it and then you become interested in it, and then you'll go forward. Because the unconscious mind knows so much. Our conscious mind is like the tip of the iceberg, and our unconscious mind has all this.
And why is that? Why are we able to kind of express ourselves in when we're not conscious, if you know what I mean?
Because when we're conscious, we're limited by all the different blocks and different things that we have, boundaries that we have around. This is the way to think. Even one culture will think this way, another culture will think that way. We're very limited consciously. Unconsciously, we have this vast amount of knowledge, and we can even, have you heard of the collective unconscious? We can even dip into the collective unconscious, where we're all able to kind of fish from the same pool when we're asleep.
When we're awake, do we put up, like, let's say somebody wanted to be a footballer or a builder, we're putting up barriers as to why I can't do that course or why I can't do that.
But we're doing it all the time.
But yes, when we're asleep, sure, we're heroes. We can do whatever we like.
Yes. And that would bring you into lucid dreaming, if you've ever heard of that. That's where you're dreaming, but you're aware that you're dreaming.
Right.
And when you get into that stage, you can be the footballer, you can score a goal with every kick, or you can be the film star, or whatever your fantasy is. And it's a great way of, first of all, enjoying yourself. And secondly, it kind of builds up your confidence for the day-to-day things that you will be doing in your life.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the way sports people will rehearse mentally over and over and over again. Or they'll see themselves winning the race constantly. Well, it's the same thing. If you're doing it unconsciously, it's still changing the pathways in your brain so that you feel more confident. I can do this.
And what about dreams? Obviously, you're a dreams expert. So if you're having a dream and you know you're dreaming, have you any tools yourself? You're having a great dream and you wake up. Have you any way of snapping yourself back into it if you want?
Well, one of the simplest ways is don't change position in the bed.
Really?
Yeah. If you change position, it's sort of saying, that's over, I'm on to the next phase. You know, if you can, just stay in the same position.
Close your eyes again.
To go back. If you're not able to go back easily, if you start to count backwards, start at 100, give yourself a chance and count backwards. It's sort of telling your mind you're going back. You know, and it can be lovely to lucid dream. You can do things like flying or hang gliding. I'd be terrified to go hang gliding in reality, but it's fabulous in a dream.
What about nightmares? Are they...
Nightmares are your friend. Nightmares are...
Are they?
Yes, yes. See, there's different stages.
Not the ones I've had.
No. I've literally woken up with like a wet neck and sweating in the bed, stressed.
And you know why that's useful? Because you remember it. If you dream and forget it, whatever it is that you're trying to process, either you've sorted it out or you've avoided it. So if there's something that unconsciously you know you need to sort out, you'll get recurring dreams so that you have to pay attention. But if you still don't get it, or you ignore it, you know, if you don't understand it or you just ignore it altogether, you'll get a nightmare. It's kind of your unconscious saying, come on.
But I actually remember only recently, because I was on holidays, and about 2 weeks ago, I woke up at about, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. literally after a nightmare, dripping in sweat. And in my dream, and I still remember it, it was very clear, I was being chased through a house by someone who was trying to murder me. So how is that of benefit to me? Or is it?
Would you mind if we analyse that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, go
okay.
for it.
What house was it? Was it a house you knew?
No, it wasn't a house. And it was a big house, and it wasn't one I knew.
Well, is this in the dream, though?
Yeah.
In the
okay.
dream. Yeah. So just give me two words to describe the house.
I'd say it was like a three-story house, really big, on its own grounds, kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Was it in Goodnick or was it...
No, it was in Goodnick.
And the person who's chasing you, who was that?
I don't know. It was
don't look at me.
It wasn't you.
Well, male or female?
It was male. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably roughly in their 40s, but I didn't know who they were.
Okay. Now, without going into it, because we don't want to get too intimate on air, everybody has a male and a female side.
This does not sound good.
Everyone has a male and a female side.
Right.
So the man was chasing the woman in the dream.
Yeah.
So the male side is trying to catch the female side's attention.
Right.
So there's something going on in your male side that you need to kind of wake up to.
Okay.
That your female side is trying to...
You need to have a shave.
Now, we're not talking that now, Nikki. What we're talking about is the male side is the side that organises things, thinks things through, makes decisions.
Yeah.
And the female side is the nurturing, caring, artistic, creative side. So the side that wants to get things done is trying to tell you, come on, there's something I need to get done here. And your female side is saying, ah, no, I'm comfortable here. I don't want to listen to it.
Okay.
So if we had more time, we'd go into more about the dream, what rooms you were into, what they looked like, the colours and all that. And we tease out exactly what...
Okay. Well, that's definitely nothing I would have thought of. So it does actually make sense.
Yeah. And the sweating and everything was really saying, I need to understand this.
Okay.
So while they're not pleasant, they're very, very helpful.
Well, I suppose it was, because it's probably 2 weeks or more later and I still remember it.
Yes.
So that's probably why. Well, look, stay with us there, Alison, because we do have we've a lot of texts from other people, from listeners.
Great.
And their own dreams that we're going to interpret in just a moment as well.
Alison Byrne is with us, dream interpreter. And we've been talking about, I gave you a dream that I had off air and you've given me your, I won't share it with the nation, but
no,
I won't. But yeah, it's interesting. So we've been inundated with people sending us the dreams. We'll start with this one. I had a dream that my partner was cheating on me. In the dream, we were calm about it and I was saying it wasn't a big deal. I felt very sad though when I woke up, and to be honest, I found it hard to be normal with my partner in the morning. Let me be clear, I do not think she's cheating, and I told her about the dream and we had a good laugh about it, but it was hard to shake. Should I be worried? This is a text into the show.
That's a very interesting point that he brought up, because he wasn't able to relate normally to his partner because of what he dreamt. So it shows how powerful the dreams are.
Mm.
When you dream of, and that's a fairly common one, your partner cheating or you cheating on your partner.
Yeah.
So this is a man talking about his lady partner. So it would be his female side that we'd be looking at. It's not actually the partner is cheating. So everybody has a male and a female side. So we'd be looking, if we had him here, we'd be asking him a lot of questions and we'd find out what part of his female side, in other words, what part of his intuition, his creativity, his artistic ability, his caring and nurturing side, does he feel is cheating on him, that he's not comfortable with in life. So if we could have him here, we'd be saying, okay, describe your partner in a couple of words. And let's say he said playful and hardworking. Well, then we'd look at those areas in his life and see what's the difficulty in. Is he being playful enough in life, or is he too playful and not responsible? You know,
so it's funny. It's actually sometimes, and it often is the way with dreams. It's actually nothing. It's nothing to do with the actual thing that you think it is.
Yeah, the subconscious talks in symbols all the time.
Yeah.
That's why we have to interpret them.
So it's not that he's not trusting her. There's something else going on with him in his life.
It's
as
not
well.
To do with that person. No.
Yeah.
It's all to do with the dreamer. Every person in the dream is a reflection of the dreamer.
Okay.
So you'd see the traits of the people that you dream about. Take those traits back to you, and either you need to work on them, you need to bring them in, you need to lessen them out. It depends what it is.
Okay. We've another one here. I actually had a dream last night about myself and my husband falling off a cliff together. As we were falling, I just said, I love you, and I closed my eyes, but I never hit the ground. Any thoughts on what it means?
It's a brilliant little snippet of a dream. Because,
is it?
Oh, yeah. Because it's it could be either of both things, the two opposites. I'd love to have that caller and ask how she felt during the dream. because if she felt okay as they were falling down, I'd say, well, you're just falling deeper in love with your husband, because she said, I love you as we go down. If she felt terrified, I'd be saying, are you falling out of love with your husband?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
well, I suppose at least even without talking to the person, they're listening, so they can answer that even for themselves.
Yeah. And we, if we could tease it out even more, we'd find out, is there something that the couple are falling into? Have they fallen into debt or too many responsibilities or whatever?
And which is quite possible.
So because it's falling, it's falling in somewhere, in some shape or form.
Yeah, you
in
use
life.
The puns. The subconscious uses puns all the time. So you think around, well, what else does falling mean?
Okay.
Big one here. I have a reoccurring dream that started when I was as young as 2.5 years of age. Although back then it was a nightmare. The dream itself wasn't much, but the feeling that came with it makes me puts me in a cold sweat and still can to this day. It starts with two old men sitting on a park bench. I never get to see their faces, but I'm sure one of them is me. The next thing, someone walks by and sneezes. With that, I have a very intense and overwhelming feeling that my whole life our life's work was for nothing, and that's it. It's the exact same as it was 29 years ago. Over the years, I have tried analysing it with no real answers. I have become quite good at lucid dreaming, but it's still the one dream I can't control. So I would be delighted if you could read this out and maybe make some sense of it. From Jason.
God,
this is a very interesting one, and I'm sure it's quite disturbing for Jason when it happens. But you know what's fascinating? That he can remember having it as young as two. So that would say to me that this Jason is a very intuitive, wise kind of a person who has been aware of that side of life in some sense since he was two. Now, the two old men sitting on the bench would represent Jason later on in life. So it looks like Jason is going to have a long life, which is
well, that's a great thing to take out of it.
Yeah, but the sneezing and everything changes. You know the way they say life can go by in a blink of an eye? And it's that whole thing, what's the point in life? Why are we here? Now, it's very unusual for a young child to even tap into that at all. But it would be a thing that would be a big part of Jason's life, the meaning of life, philosophy, thinking things through, spirituality, all that. And I can see in that the fact that he is good at lucid dreaming, it would be very, very helpful for Jason to take this dream into a lucid dream. In other words, go fall asleep planning to have this dream and to bring it to a happy conclusion. So somebody sneezes as he goes by and he's full of joy and he looks back at a life full of joy rather than the difficulty, because that's how lucid dreaming can help you.
And would that stop him getting the dream, do you think, if he managed to do that successfully?
It's very likely. Or if the dream does come, it would be a pleasurable one rather than a difficult one.
Okay.
What about people who dream of a loved one dying, like that isn't dead, like a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter or
that
a granny?
That frightens the life out of people, literally.
Yeah. Well, everybody, you often have it and you think, God, am I getting a premonition of something that's about to happen?
And if it's a premonition dream, you'll know, because you'll have had premonitions all your life, and you'll know that that kind of dream has a totally different feel to a regular dream. So if it's a premonition, there's nothing you can do about it, but you'd know that that's your style. But for 99 times out of 100, it's again, it goes back to, do you remember I said everybody in the dream represents you? So you take the loved one, whoever they are, and just without thinking too much, just the first two or three words that come into your head to describe them. And then you take those areas and see, because there's a death in it, that's the end of the phase of something. So let's say you dreamt about somebody and you said, oh, they're very loving and very generous. Okay, so it's time for the end, the death. It's time for the end of something around loving and generous in your life. So then you'd look at that and say, am I being too loving and too generous? Am I giving away everything and with nothing left and leaving myself very bereft? Or do I need to start being more loving and more generous? It's always one or the other side of the same coin.
Okay.
So it's
but it never means that your loved one is about to die.
Unless,
necessarily.
And you will know yourself if you are somebody who gets premonitions all the time.
Okay. But if you don't and you just have this dream, then it's not.
It's what, the same. Sorry.
So I was going to say, what about, can you die yourself in your dream? People say you can't die in your own dream. Can you?
I haven't come across it, but it would be very interesting, wouldn't it? Do you know what? I'm going to plan to dream that tonight and see. I'll come back to you with an answer.
Don't die in itself.
Alison Byrne, we could do the whole show on this. We've just been inundated with dreams and different types of ones. But thank you so much for popping in to see us.
Thank you very much.